Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of palm trees blowing in the wind and beautiful sunshine. It's pretty warm here today. I wish you were here, you. Want to thank you for being on the other end today, and especially those that listen on a continual basis. We thank God for you, and we want to send you lots of love and hugs and a very Merry Christmas along with our prayers. And we trust that you're praying for us also. So call us if you are and let us know at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And all you got to do is call today, you know. We want to hear from you. That let us know you're praying for us, you know. Do you enjoy the broadcast, or you don't? Whichever way it is, you know, that's your prerogative. Bless God. But we thank God for you anyhow. If you took time to listen, we thank God for you. Okay? Amen. Amen. Today we're thanking God for our guests, of course, today. Yes, we still have the same guests, Pastor Sharon and Deacon Mike. We thank God for these guests here today.
Amen.
Bless God. Amen. I know I do. Because I know you hear my voice, so it sounds like I'm fading on it. Amen. But, you know, I thank God anyway. Glory be to God. But we still praying for Celeste Tenney right now there in Atlanta, Georgia. We pray for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. We hold her and the family up to prayer, God, that everything come out all right according to your word. In Jesus' name today, we thank you. And, Father, we thank you that Katira has found her way home, Father God. And she's there, West Palm Beach. We got a testimony this morning by 5:30, somewhere around that time, that she's returned home. Thank you, God, for answering that prayer. Now, Father, we ask you to look on Alonzo, God. I believe it's her uncle. Look on him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He need deliverance right now in Jesus' name, and we count it done. We ask you to continue to bless Elizabeth Zayas, God, in her bereavement hour. Lord God, touch her family through this ordeal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we thank you, Lord, for touching Eldridge Christian, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you fill him with the Holy Ghost. Baptize him and fill him with the Holy Ghost so he know he's saved in Jesus' name. And he has that testimony. We thank you, Father. Father, we ask you to go on Claire Curry in the mighty name of Jesus. Move in a mighty way and touch him, touch her right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you also touch Deacon Williams, Father God. Touch his body right now. Make him every whit whole in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you for that today. We thank you for how you're blessing your people, Lord God. And we thank you for being able to be facing another Christmas, you know. Sometimes we didn't think we would make it, but we thank you that we are this far, Father God. And we thank you for how far you're going to take us today. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch little Michael, Lord God, touch Junior. We ask you to touch him, Father, in the name of Jesus today, God. Oh, Lord, make a way out of no way for him right now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to look on Nancy Riddle today, Father God. Lord God, touch, Lord God, the job that she's applying for. Touch that place right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' name, we know nothing is too hard for you, and you have never failed. And Father, in Jesus' name, we put that job in your hands now that she will receive it in Jesus' name. So many people don't want a job, Father. But God, we just thank you today that there are some people that it really is looking for a job, not looking for the job to come to their house and knock on the door. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for all those, Lord God, right now that's going through the fire. Lord, the pastors, God, I have a special passion for pastors, God, that are sick in their body. It seems like the enemy is definitely trying to shut the pastor's mouth. Oh, Lord, so many are sick in serious ways, Father God. Have mercy on them today in the name of Jesus, God. And so many are just touching the pastors, God, trying to put them out of commission. Father, in Jesus' name, we rebuke that devil right now that's coming against your pastors that you call. In the name of Jesus, day, Lord, we ask you to bring them up. Give them a complete recovery of whatever is ailing them today, from one place to the other, one city, one state, one nation to the other. Touch and deliver them right now, Father. In Jesus' name, make them every whit whole. And you know, Lord, give them a miracle today. They need a miracle. We all need a miracle, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Ain't God good? My. Now, you know, I'm going to give you a little saying. Some of you might have heard it before, but it bears to be repeated. If a bee can travel twice the circumference of the earth to gather a pound of honey, may we not be reluctant to drive across town to help our fellow man? Tell you that again. If a bee can travel twice the circumference of the earth to gather a pound of honey, may we not be reluctant to drive across town to help our fellow man? Huh? Or are we so busy about ourselves? You know how we are. We just me, and mine, and nobody else. That's usually the way the song goes with many people today. But you got to think about other people also. And, you know, this is the season to care, the season to touch someone else's life that's not as fortunate as you. And I know what you're going to say. Well, I don't have this myself, and you got more than somebody else. There's always somebody less off, worse off than you are. Okay, let's put it that way. So find somebody that's not doing as good as you. Share something with them, okay, at this season. And let God bless you. Watch and let God. You know what? Even a kind word. You know, because people don't have a kind word for folks no more. Everything is negative, you know, and it just bothers me, this negative talk, this negative thinking, this negative ways of people are doing things. It just gets to me. You know, you mean you can't find nothing positive to say or to talk about? My. I'm not fussing now. I'm just talking, you know, because this is time to talk about it. So we're just talking about a few things that we do a lot, you know, that the world, church world especially, do a lot. Now, we can understand why someone that don't know Jesus Christ may speak these negative things, you know. But God's people should be a little more what? Positive. Yes, why? Because they have a God of the impossibilities. Have you heard that? He deals in things that are impossible to man. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Well, anyway, praise God. We're going to go on a little bit further because I know these preaching machines right here want to get going, you know. Praise God. Praise God. Ah, my. Yes, yes, yes. I'm just going to start them off a little bit here. Praise God. Amen. And be praying for me today. Glory be to God. Just pray for me. Amen, amen, amen. God is all right. I tell you, ain't nothing like my God. I'm going to make mine personal. Ain't nothing like my God. If you ain't got no God, try mine. Yeah. I'm finna get a little bold here now because I start thinking about how good God is and how good he is to me. Praise God. I kind of go off then, you know, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me and is doing, my soul just start crying out, hallelujah. I want to jump up and shout and holler. Hey, hallelujah. You say, why you want to be so noisy? God is not hard of hearing. No, but the devil seems like he hard of hearing, and I want him to hear it. Hallelujah. Hear my praises. Hey, I'm not keeping it undercover. Glory to God. You ought not to either. Praise God. So y'all pray for me. He was on a prayer line at 5:30 this morning. Praise God. So my voice is a little... foggy, don't worry about it. We'll get through it. You know, we always do, don't we? Amen. So we keep pushing. Hallelujah. We don't stop. Oh, no. Can't stop now. You know, is there a song? We should write a song. Can't stop now. Gotta keep on going. Can't stop now. Ooh, can come too far to turn around. Hallelujah. I'm going to get on to this word that I got. I know you waiting. Yes. You waiting for me to get on there. But some people say they don't like to hear you say I'm waiting for my help to come, you know. But I talk until you get an unction from the Holy Ghost that this is the word that he wants going out and going forth. Do you get the picture here? That's the way I feel about it. Amen. Each to its own way of thinking. Praise God. I ain't stopping you if that's the way you think. Amen. All right. Let's start off. We're going to start off with Luke, the 8th chapter today. That's where we are starting with today. Luke, the 8th chapter. My. And there it goes this way. We're going to start with the 17th verse. Amen. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. So stop trying to be so secretive, because it's going to all come out anyway. See what the bird says. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. My. That's kind of a hurting right there, ain't it? That's a pain there, wasn't it? The 19th verse, then came to him his mother and his brethren and could not come in him for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Now, see, they were looking in the natural. At the natural mother and father. And when we get all caught up in the natural, most of the time we cannot see the spiritual or understand. Is that right? We don't understand. But he broke it down to them and said, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. You don't just hear the word. Now, mind you, first he said, take heed, therefore, how you hear.
He said, take heed how you hear. See, because a lot of times people don't hear the right way, or they hear what they, as people say, what they want to hear. Is that what it is? They hear what they want to hear. You got it, don't you? But Jesus broke it down to you and told you to be careful. You know, take heed to what, how you hear. How do you hear something? How do you hear the word of God? Are you hearing it in the natural, or are you hearing it in the spiritual? Which way are you hearing it? Come on now. If you are not in the spirit, you can only hear in the natural. Is that right? Come on now. Help me out, somebody. Go ahead. But anyway, he said, what was going to happen. But 19th verse said to him, when he was speaking of them, you know, this your mother and your father. And so what we do, we think he's supposed to stop what he's doing and go out and see them. Is that what you thought he was going to do? Huh? But see, if we don't do that, the first thing people going to say, well, that's your mother and your father, and you should give them due respect. Huh? But see, Jesus was on a higher plane. Do you understand? He's not ignoring the fact that who they were to him. Huh? But he was here to do a job. And he doing the job for Jesus. Do you get the picture? So if he's doing the job for Jesus and you want to take his attention away to something else, huh? He had to break it down to you, huh? Who loved my mother and my brother, huh? Those that hear the word of God and do it. Notice now, you got two things. You got to hear it, and then you got to do it. Now, we can hear it and don't do it. Or we can do it or do something, and it wasn't what you heard. Hello, somebody. All right, praise God. Glory to God. See, so sometimes we need to stop and think and ask God to help us out here. Okay, we're going to get on why we need God to help us. We go to the 22nd and say, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, huh? Now, I hear you on this side. You telling me this, my mother and my brother, they want to see you, they want to talk to you, whatever the case may be. They had some, you know, something they want to talk to you about or something. But he did not have the time. Now, many of you, I hear you. You may want to get mad about it. Oh, my family this and my family that, and I just love my family. But now, you would look for Jesus to say that at the time, would you not? He didn't say that because he had a job to get done, and the season was upon him to get it done before the time was out. Do we ever think about that? Huh? That God has given you a job to do, and no, I got to go have some fun. No, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. And you forget about the doing it. Huh? When you hear the word, do the word. You forgot that, didn't you? Because you are about the natural things of life. You're concerned about how you impress other people, including your family. Come on now, help me out, somebody. Hello, somebody. Now, you know, families is good. That's what you're supposed to have, a family. That's why God put you in a family. But he didn't put you there for it to take up all the time, take up his time too. When he told you he's a jealous God, that meaning when you hear my word, I want you to do it, not give an excuse that here's your mother, father, sister, brother, grandmama, Uncle Joe, Uncle Sally, Uncle whoever. Huh? We take up time from God because we have made that our priority instead of the work of God or what he say in his word for you to do. I know. You can write me and tell me all about it. Fuss me out if you want to. Well, you can call Lou, too, 347-857-3925, you see, because this is Christmas time, and we forget what Christmas stands for, and we fuss and argue about the fact that it's become so commercial. What is your part in it? To get some money to buy so-and-so a present. And you know you ain't got no money, and you going out here borrowing money. Am Scott have a good time this time of year. And you ain't got sense enough to know you're going to still be in a hole next year this time because you got to pay them people back. So you forgot what time it is because you want to impress people. Oh, I gave them a gift cost $100. I gave them a gift cost $1,500. All this good stuff, that's good. I like nice stuff myself, I'm going to just tell you. But, you know, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Do you get the picture here? And don't look for me. If you give me one cost $1,200, you look for me to give you one back for $1,200. I don't have $1,200 to get you nothing. I may have to get you something cost $15. You see, but it's just as good because I give it to you from my heart, because I love you, you see. So we go around these times and we get the thing right. So Jesus is telling me, let me get out of here. You see, what is he saying? Let's go to the other side. He said, get in the boat, y'all. Let's go. Because things is getting a little chaotic around here. So let's go on the other side. So they pulled off and launched on the other side. They went on the other side. See? Now I can stop right here and don't say nothing else and ask you a question. What side are you on? Huh? Are you on the other side of the cross or are you on this side of the cross? The other side was a whole lot of chaos and misunderstanding and not wanting to walk any further or step up to the next level where Jesus had brought for you. You didn't see all that because you was on the other side of the cross. But when you get on this side of the cross, the resurrected side of the cross, where everything has been done away with and brought you the way to grace and mercy. And truth.
All right, now,
hello, somebody. Have you seen it yet? What side are you on? See? When he launched out, he had to get away from those people that was thinking in the negative, thinking in the natural. So they had to go on the other side to show forth the glory of God. Did you hear what I'm saying? He and this is scripture. And the 23rd verse says, but as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Now I'm bringing you to the other side to show you, something out of the ordinary. You have to go to the other side to get out of the ordinary. Do you get the picture? You stay on the other side so long and you don't see nothing, and so doubt and unbelief plagues you on that side of the cross. But when you get on the other side where Jesus has brought you there to show you the miraculous, to show you the uncommon, to show you stuff that you never imagined could happen, on the other side, filled with water, and Jesus was asleep. He didn't worry about a thing. He ain't worried about nothing like you. You worrying about what you're going to do. Oh, I'm getting my children for Christmas. If they don't have none, they probably didn't need nothing. You know what the little things say, who been naughty and who been nice. They might have been naughty, so they didn't need nothing, did they? Gotcha there, didn't they? Praise God. But listen, Father is bringing us to this side of the cross where we can do what? Think higher than what we've been thinking. Have faith in him. Don't doubt him. But while you're on the other side, you thinking in the natural, and everything you thought was in the natural. That's why you never got anything done. You hear the word, but you didn't get it, get nothing done. Huh? So we got to bring you on the other side. I got to show you just a little bit more of what God can do when the chips are down. Hmm? But you got to go on the other side now. You can't stay on that side. And the Bible says, and they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Huh? Now, listen, you've been walking with me all this time. You ain't got nothing yet. You still in the natural. Huh? You still can't see past your carnal mind. Mm-hmm. You still can't see past that. Can you see Jesus just looking at him, shaking his head, Lord, have mercy. Now, I done showed you a whole lot before. But now I'm bringing you to the other side, and you still can't grab a hold of it. You can't see, I say, when you hear the word, do it. Now here on this side, I need you to do it. I need your faith to arise. I need you to exercise it right about now. When you see all the wind is blowing and the storm is raging here, this is the time to exercise your faith. Let me see if you learn anything. See, I do that in church sometimes. Because I look around at the people and they look like they the same way they was 10 years ago. They ain't got out of what that little self thing yet. They still talking, acting the same old way. Hmm? And God is saying even to them, I brought you here to get you up onto another level, to come out of self and see what I have for you. I have more for you than you can dream of, but you cannot handle it because you have not done what I told you when you hear the word. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Praise God. Come on, help me here. Hmm? So this is what Jesus said, and he said unto them, where is your faith? And I'd ask the same thing to my group of folk, where is your faith? Huh? Where is your faith? Why you got to continue to being so carnal-minded? Why you have to be so disrespectful? Why you have to be so chinchy and nasty and complaining and mean and whatever else you are? You all the mean stuff. Time, get rid of it. Don't even get ready to go into the new year like you are, because you bring in 10 years, 12 years ago, you bringing that junk over into the new year. Now he done brought you over. Hello, somebody. He done brought you over. He brought you out of mess you were in. And you still want to go back to Egypt. You say, are you talking to me? Well, if the shoe fit, put it on. That's all I can say. See? Wait, that's all I can say. But he said, and they being afraid, wondered the saying to one another. What manner of man is this, for he commanded even the winds in the water, and they obey him? Because he gave us the power over all the power of the enemy. No matter how the enemy rage, no matter what the enemy do, no matter who said what and who shot John and all of that other junk you be going on saying and everything, let me tell you, he say, where's your faith? Remember, I say, be careful how you hear the word, and when you hear it, do it. You can't do it because you're listening to somebody else's word. You're listening to the devil word. So what happened? You changed fathers again? Are you of the devil? That's your father? Or is it Jesus Christ? God Almighty. Hallelujah. Anyhow, ooh, glory. You want the winds and the waves and the waters and stuff to obey you when you say something. You speak to the winds. You speak to the elements because he gives you the faith to do this thing. But if you stay in the carnal, you cannot do it. Stop looking at somebody else all the time and look at yourself. Huh? You done gone to the other side. Now it's time to look at yourself. Can you see those disciples and so on? It was something we done. We said something. Is he rebuking us because of that? No. He's rebuking you because you ain't got faith, and you should have had it by now. All the things that have happened, you've been with me, and I've been breaking the word down for you and telling you what the word means and all of that, and you still ain't got it? Hallelujah. Woo! Glory
Jesus,
be to God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But see, we won't change. But when the change come and the way change come, we don't want it. We want to stay the same. We want to go to the next level, but not with who God had put you with for you to go. You want to go to the next level with somebody else. And they seem to have more of the word. I just don't get that one. Somebody explain that to me, because I don't get it. God place you in a place for to get that word, the word that you need to survive, and you go out there think somebody else got the word more than the person God put you with. I don't get that one. Still trying to understand that one. Huh? When God done already set you up to be blessed. Huh? When he took you over to the other side, he took you there so you could be blessed. But no, you want to go back to Egypt. Them leeks and onion look good. No home look good. No car look good. You got to be begging everything. I ain't got this, and I ain't got no food, and I ain't got no rent money, and I ain't got no light bills. You're just a beggar. He didn't make you to beg when you became his son. He put you in the front seat, in the driver's side where you be doing the drive. You drive right on to your blessing, and you blessed. Whew. Lord, have mercy. He said, let's go to the other side. Huh? You going to the other side yet? Are you still over there in the mud pile? Huh? Come on now. Are you going to get out today? Get out now. You know what? You don't want to say, oh, Lord, I'm just so sorry. I didn't do the right thing. And I didn't do the right thing by who I was supposed to do the right thing. Because some of you got some bad ways. I don't know how you stand your own self. See, I just don't know. And you swear you're the apple of God's eye. Must be a cucumber. So I don't know how this happened. You say, well, you think you're the only one that got the word? No, I'm not. And I'm so happy I'm not the only one. But I'm the only one for you. Because if God put you with me, that's the only one for you right now. Mm-hmm. You got that, didn't you? I guess you got that. Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. Why you say that? Where is your faith? Huh? Now he brought you to the other side. Now you don't want to be on the other side because something else looked, the grass looked green on the other side of the water. The water looked more clear on the other side. But when you get over there, it's just as muddy and got tadpoles in it. Now, God trying to put you over here. Where, remember when he told the disciples, say, cast your net on the right side, launch out into the deep, huh? Well, that's on the right side of the boat. That's where you catch the fish. But long as you stay on the other side, you ain't going to get nothing but tadpoles. See? Oh, hallelujah. Let me go on. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Huh? See, isn't it something? When Peter tried to walk out there on the sea because he saw Jesus out there, isn't it something that always happened in a boat? I got to ask you what kind of boat you in. You in a rowboat? Or what kind of boat? Ship? Yacht? What are you in? Out there on the water. Can it withstand the storms that's raging? Can you row well out in it? Huh? Something is always going on in water. Troubled water. Do you have the bridge over the troubled water? Or did it break down? In negativisms. Did it break down? Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I was going to be through real quick and so I can get ready and get on over to my doctor's appointment. But you know what? Praise God. I feel better. Should I go to the doctor now? Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. You know, when you can preach your own self feeling good. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Woo! My. I'm going to let this here pastor over here go do something. I'm going to get myself started and motivated so I can move on out of here. Pastor said.
Oh, my God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God from Apostle Porter this morning. I tell you, you can ask there, is there what, a prophet in the house? There's a prophet in the house. The apostle is in the house today. Come on, y'all, I tell you, God is so good. I was here having a good time just listening to the word because, you know, it is something to think about, the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. And we allow, I tell you, I was like, man, Lord, where is the happy people and the cheerful people? It's like they're trying to get a spirit of depression now. And the way they're getting it and they're so light, it's like they're trying to pull you into their little mess. But you know what? I refuse because this is the time that I tell you, it's not so much the gifts or anything, but it's the time where happiness should be abound more. And you don't have it, go back to what they used to do in the olden days. You didn't have gifts, but what they did was they had a lot of food. They had a lot of things, so they come together and laugh and just have a good time. And children would just play. And where's the board game? Where's the conversation? And you start getting that little spirit of depression and oppression. I tell you, you're trying to snatch someone else in it. I tell you, the devil is a liar now. Oh, my goodness. You heard the word today. It's time for you to change your mindset. It's time for you to stop thinking in a carnal mind and get into that spiritual mind. And while I was driving here, I tell you, it was talking about, you know that movie, The Quantum Leap? And how you move into different dimension, but some people start going back into the carnal dimension instead of staying in the spiritual mind of remembering the promises of God and how when we need healing in our body, how we move from the natural with the carnal mind and go into the spiritual mind and we start declaring healing in our body. And when we need a situation going on in our life, we move into another dimension and speak the word of God because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you, the woman of God was talking about your faith. Stop thinking in the negative. Start speaking why? Speaking life, speaking blessing, speaking joy, speaking happiness. Stop letting people and their mess pull you down. And if someone is in the carnal mind, see, we always talk about is what you don't want to hear. No, the carnal mind, if they're talking and you feel that depressing spirit, you better change that conversation. Because you know what? You want to continue to keep that faith. You want to keep that joy. You want to keep everything that God has promise you. You want to walk in the fullness of the word of God. And I like the word of God, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. People think about it sometimes as the natural closet, but I'll tell you, it's your mind. Think about your mind. What's up in your head, in your mind, in the darkness of your mind, in the dark place, where in your imagination, where you create things that make up in your mind. That's the darkness of the mind, where you create things and you start thinking of negative things, and then it comes out and you start going all over the place. But today, grab a hold of your mind today. Grab a hold of your thinking today, and know that you are blessed today, and know that you are more than a conqueror, and know that what God has for you, it is for you. It takes you doing something differently in order to reap a different outcome. How can you expect a different outcome if you continue to do the same thing over and over and over? See, I learned long time ago, no one cannot bring happiness to you. You got to start doing something different. You got to start thinking differently. We like to put bright colors on, and especially this time. Find some streamers. We saw people going to the Dollar Tree. I'm sure you can find 100 pennies and wrap it up and go to the Dollar Tree, get some red ribbons, get some red trimmings, get some of those cups, and you can change your atmosphere in your house. You have to make the difference. Oh, well, I've never done it before. Isn't it time to do something you have not done before? The disciple was what? In a ship, right? And they did something they never done before. They stepped out in the out of the ship. They stepped out, and even though things were unfamiliar, they still would step out. You have to step out in unfamiliar things sometimes. It's not comfortable, but you know what? You still got to step out. You got to make the change. Don't you know what the generation of your parents, you got to change some stuff. Well, I was brought up like this. That is fine. You were brought up like that. But how about adding something else? Each generation adds something different. You keep the good part and you add something else new to it. Why? Because you want to make the change. You don't want to continue repeating the same thing over and over again. Now, where is your faith? Where is your belief? God has done so much for you. I heard the woman of God. God has brought you from a long way. God has delivered you. God has set you free. But you continue to go back into Egypt. Egypt in your thinking, in your mind, and you start feeling sorry for yourself. But you know what? It's time now to rise and shine and give God the glory, and know that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. You got to know that you got to make the change. Change right now. Remember Quantum Leap now. Take your mind to a different dimension. Get out the carnal mind. Get out the carnal mind of your expectation, what someone should do for you. This is how they should do it for you. How about you be a trendsetter? How about you saying, you know what? I want to create something different in my home. Let me be the first partaker. Let me do something totally different. If you do it, you'll get a better what result. Remember now, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. So take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever had to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not from him shall be taken. In other words, God gave you some gifts inside of you. Let the light of God come forth in you so you can speak differently. You can change your circumstances. You know you need a miracle from the Lord. It's time now for you to keep finding scripture. Find the word of God so you can change what you see. And you can, when you change what you see, you can change what you say. And in St. Luke, the 11th chapter, verse 33 said, no man, when he had lighted a candle, put it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when that eye is single, that whole body is full of light. But when that eye is evil, that body also is full darkness. Now, you know a light. You look around, you see the Christmas light. You see the candles on the windows. Now, the eyes is the light place, right? Right? So how about let the word of God come in you? Let the word of God come in you. Let it come from deep down inside of you. Let it come forth in the inside of you. And let it beam all around you. You can make the difference today. Remember now, Jesus told them, I was having a good time. You around me this long and you ain't learned nothing yet? Why? Because you want to continue to be a baby in the Pampers. You don't want to grow up. You want to keep on going by doing the same thing over and over. But you know what? Even a little child grow up. Even a little child don't want to play with the baby doll anymore. You know, little girls, they're into their stuffed animal and baby doll. After a while, their child graduated and they started to do something different. What about you? It's time now for you to make up in your mind to do something different and make some changes in your life. You want something different? You got to do something different now. And know that with God, you can do all things today. It's okay now to listen to the word of God. You got to make up your mind. Now, it's true, honor your mother and your father that their days may be long upon this earth, but you also have to realize don't allow people to put you in a box. You say, why am I saying this today? Because people like to put you in a box. And you're not Jack in the Box this morning. You know what? You have to say, hey, you know what? Let me enlarge my territory. Let me step out of this box that I'm in and try something different. Quantum Leap, let me change my way of thinking and go into that spiritual realm, go into that, have a spiritual mind that everything that God has for me, it is for me today, and I will not let doubt and fear and unbelief stop me from obtaining everything that God has for me. So you got to change your mindset right now and speak to yourself and say to yourself, I can do all things through Christ who give me the strength. So be blessed and know that with God on your side, you can make the difference. Stop complaining and start praising him. And you better find some joy. Find some joy down on the inside so you can do something different. Stop looking at your situation, but see God all around you. And know that when you speak that word of faith, God is right there performing everything that you have spoken. So be blessed, Deacon Michael.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that word by
Dr. Porter and also Pastor Sharon. And you know, it's so true about these things that are going on today, that we have to let the, we have to let God do it for us. You know, this is the season to be happy and to be jolly. We have no reason to walk around with sour faces at this time, because Christ didn't have us walking around with sour faces, looking all mean, dejected, and disgusted. You can't do that, you know, because God don't want us to be running around looking ugly. So let's not look ugly, okay? Because this is Jesus' time. This is the birth of Christ. This is his time. It ain't your time. This is his time. So we need to understand that Christ is there for us and he's with us. He's not doing anything against us, but we got to learn to be happy. We got to learn to accept what Christ has in store for us, and we have to look at that. We have to be positive, as apostles say. We can't be around a lot of negativity, but we have to be around a lot of positive and stay positive. Because, you know, a lot of times we do fall into them doldrums of being negative. We do fall into the doldrums of being down, because, you know, but, you know, when I feel down, I get up a little, you know, and I think about Jesus, and I move on again and be happy some more, you know. But that's what you have to do. You know, even though, I'm just putting it this way, even though I'm going through a little situation now, but I'm leaning on God. God gonna handle everything, you know, and that's who I lean on, and that's what I got to. I've learned how to do that. I can't say I've always done that, but I've learned how to do that now. So everything is, I can cope. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of people can't cope with things, but when you with God, you can cope with everything that come your way. All you gotta do is lean on him. That's all we need to do is lean on God, and God will be the one for us. And we got to do this, especially during this time of year, lean on God. You know, because you got so many people walking around here depressed because they don't have nothing, or they don't have enough to get for Christmas. You know, I remember the time we didn't have much. I was happy with the one present I got. Might have been a pair of roller skates. Might have been one of them electric football games. Then again, it might have been a pair of shoes. You know, I was happy to get anything. It didn't matter. Man, I love Christmas dinner. You know, might have not been much, but hey, it was Christmas dinner. It didn't matter. You know, but so therefore, let's be happy with whatever. You know, because of the fact of the matter, God is always happy and joyous, so why can't we? Let's not let God be mad at us. Let's be on top of things. Let's be patient, and let's be with God. And here is Sister Diane, which is coming on now, and I'm pretty sure she has a couple of words to say in announcements. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is an awesome word. And, yes, I tell you, just enjoying the word from Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon, and Deacon Michael, I tell you, it's good. You just don't know how good it is, but it's good. And what it said, which side are you on? The song said, which side are you leaning on? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Because I went over into Acts 5 and 29 when Peter was talking and said, then Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. And a lot of us, what we tend to do is obey people, obey family, and every other thing else, and forget what God is saying. When God said do not, we still do. Because why? Because men say, yeah, that's what you ought to do. But you know what? God is an awesome God. He brought me from the mighty far away, and I shall continue to lean upon the Lord. And in this time, is most of the time Christmas time and stuff, everybody want to be all lovey-dovey and everything. But you know what? Don't show it around just occasion. This is a 24/7 job that we are doing for the Lord. So just know that God is an awesome God. You serve him, and I tell you, he will give you the desires of your heart. You just have to trust and believe. going to give it to you. So you know what, everyone, y'all tune in to Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And I tell you, it's some awesome word that has come forth from the woman of God. And this is no joke. I'm telling you the God honest truth. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Witted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. It's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Yes, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So don't say I have to go to the club. It's time for you now to intercede and pray and get on the right side and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that you have allowed the enemy to steal from you. Every Monday at 3 p.m. we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying, and that calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That is every Monday at 3 p.m. Now, you have a praise report. We've been praying for you, and God has answered your prayer. He has healed you. You got your praise report. You can take and you can call in on any one of those numbers, and you can give you a praise report. If you need prayer, you can go ahead and call in. If you have a question, you can call in. And let me tell you, your questions will be answered. All you got to do is pick up the phone. Or you can go ahead and you can email Apostle Porter at c7glo@aol.com, and you can give your prayer request, your praise report, you know, but we prefer to hear it now, you know, live and direct. You talk to the woman of God. I tell you, it is awesome. It is awesome just being blessed by Blog Talk Radio. You can also visit us every Sunday at 1 p.m. at the City of Victory. That address is 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Again, that is 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That is every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. And for those of you that would like to send your donations, you can go ahead and send it to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. I tell you, God is good. No donation is too small, and no donation is too great. So till then, you be blessed. And yes, we will be on air next week, Wednesday and Thursday. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. As soon I stop worrying?
Worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I
let God,
let him
let
have. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.